The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. In the lead up to Christmas, our podcast is brought to you by Woolworths. Whether you're looking for the perfect ham, beautiful fresh cherries, or your favourite seafood, Woolworths has everything picked for Christmas.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Thursday the 12th of December. In your Squeeze today, a preview of the UK election, the latest on the White Island tragedy, Bougainville votes for independence, and what we've been Googling. This is your Squeeze today. Polling booths across the UK open at 6pm tonight our time, Claire. Brexit is the focus, of course. Given neither Theresa May nor current Prime Minister Boris Johnson were able to get Brexit through the UK Parliament, what Boris Johnson is hoping for is a win, but more importantly, a majority in the Parliament so he can get Brexit done. How are things looking?
Well, the polls say that Johnson's ahead, and there's some coverage this morning saying that that lead has tightened a bit. But what we know is that the polls have been getting it wrong. So it's really hard to take that as an indicator about what might happen. So when I've asked myself in the email, what does that all mean? I've just put a shrug emoji. I just don't know.
We don't really know. So there's not that much more to say about it at this point, and it's likely we won't have an indication on a result until the weekend. It's not often we recommend taking a look at political advertising, but Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader, has done a mean tweets advertisement that's worth a look, and Boris Johnson's Love Actually spoof is certainly doing the rounds.
It got quite a bit of coverage yesterday. Hugh Grant took great exception to that. So yeah, both are worth a look to get a sense of the tone of it, that's for sure.
Hugh Grant, of course, played the Prime Minister in Love Actually. He's not a big fan of Boris Johnson, let's put it that way. Links to both of those videos are via the Squeeze Today email. Whilst we're on voting, how about this for a result? On the Pacific island of Bougainville, 99.7% of locals who voted in a referendum to become independent of Papua New Guinea voted yes.
They did. It's a very strong result. And where that's up to now is that Papua New Guinea doesn't have to accept that result. In the end, they'll make the decision about that. But commentators have said that given the strength of the support, it's very hard for them to ignore that. Also, of course, watching this very closely are Australian mining interests who are eyeing rich mineral deposits there, and in an independent Bougainville might be able to get things going again.
And as far as understanding where Bougainville actually is, it's east of Papua New Guinea, north of the Solomon Islands. And over in New Zealand, authorities are still unable to retrieve the remaining 8 people presumed to be dead on White Island due to the risks, Claire, including the possibility of another eruption.
Yeah, there's some frustration for sure that they can't recover those bodies. One of the helicopter pilots who was involved in that initial recovery of survivors has said that he really wants to give it a crack, but authorities have been very adamant that while it's a very unsafe situation there, no one is allowed.
And more victims have been identified, including now 4 Australians.
It's confirmed 4 Australians are dead. They're a Brisbane mother and daughter, Julie and Jessica Richards, and also a Coffs Harbour man, Jason Griffiths, and an Adelaide man, Gavin Dallow.
2 New Zealanders have been named also, and as of publishing the podcast this morning, the death toll stands at 8, with reports 2 more people have died in hospital overnight. Just a tragedy. Jetstar will cancel almost 100 flights this weekend as its pilots plan a strike over pay and conditions.
It's really not very convenient for people who are looking to get moving before that Christmas break.
I think that's the idea, isn't it?
Exactly right. about 80% of flights are set to stick to that schedule, and Jetstar say that affected passengers are going to be moved on to other flights, and Qantas is also scheduling some extra services. But yeah, not convenient at all.
Noting here that flights booked between December 13 and 20 will be able to receive a refund?
Yeah, Jetstar's cancellation policies have been subject to investigation by the ACCC in the past, so that's why they're out on the front foot on that one.
And I read that the union has confirmed no strike action will take place between December 21 and January 3 if you have flights booked on Jetstar at that time. That's a bit of good news. And it's becoming a bit of a tired tale. Consumer sentiment numbers out yesterday show that we're still not hitting the shops.
Still not hitting the shops. We're not feeling it when it comes to getting out and spending our money. That, of course, is despite the Reserve Bank cutting interest rates and the coalition government bringing forward tax cuts. Also, our housing market is a lot stronger than it was. So there was a sense that we might be feeling a little bit more optimistic. But no, we're feeling very Grinch-like, the consumer index says.
Don't expect any really, really cracking Christmas presents then.
It doesn't look like it unless, and I'm speculating here, we're all giving out homemade vouchers for things like chores around the home and massages, which would be very disappointing.
No, thank you. I'm good. I'd prefer a real present if anyone, exactly if anyone's right. listening, my family's listening. A couple of gongs have been announced. Firstly, Greta Thunberg is Time's Person of the Year, and Ash Barty-Clair is the World Tennis Association's Player of the Year.
Yeah, no surprises there. She had a cracking season, getting to the number one ranking for the first time in her career and a Grand Slam win. So fingers crossed for a great 2020 for her.
We have a shortcut on Ash Barty. As we've said a number of times, she's a favourite of ours at The Squeeze.
Absolutely.
And Google has released its Year in Search 2019 that collates a list of what we've been Googling. And if there was any doubt about the scale of the bushfires across the nation this year, that can be put to bed with fires near me, the most searched term.
Yeah, I don't think people were sitting at home with a glass of wine and an iPad in their hand having a look for that term. It was a very functional thing. Those fires, of course, have been very widespread, and the New South Wales Rural Fire Service has an information service called Fires Near Me, which is really, really very well done and very effective, so that you can zero in on exactly what the warning level of any sort of fire near you is.
I like the why is search list. Why is Madonna wearing an eye patch at Eurovision? Do we know the answer to that yet?
Remember, it was all part of that Madam X thing. I mean, you look back on the news on Madonna in the last few years and it's just so random. So I did laugh when the most searched why is terms was why is Madonna wearing an eye patch at Eurovision? It's just so random.
Yeah, number one. Why? Number two, why is the Amazon burning? Number three, why is Australia Day on the 26th? It's quite interesting. They've got a how-to list, a recipe list, global figures, sporting events. You can have a look at all of those via the link in the Squeeze Today email. And just quickly before we get to the email subject line, in Las Vegas, pigeons have been spotted wearing cowboy hats.
They have.
I don't know. Does this make sense? Does that make sense? Does that sentence make sense?
It does make sense, as random again as it is. Yes. And look, animal welfare officers say that they're a bit concerned about it, but they have been spotted. And it seems that there's only two or three, one that has a red hat, one that has a pink hat, and another one potentially with a brown one. And they've been glued on, but the birds look okay. They look like they're not too concerned about it, but there is a hunt on for them. Why that's happening, yeah, no one is really quite sure, but certainly they're creating a bit of an internet sensation with spottings, a very sought after occasion.
I did read that there's a rodeo taking place in Vegas, so some have speculated it could be one of the attendees.
Yeah, they've denied any connection, but...
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, but why on earth, howdy partner, a couple of pigeons are strolling around with hats on is a bit of a sight.
That's a sight. The email subject line every day, it's a song lyric that relates to a news item. What have we got?
Jump, jump for my love. When you go back to Love Graham. Actually, of course, that's one of the iconic moments of the Prime Minister in 10 Downing Street having a bit of a dance. Of course, that's what voters are saying to those political leaders today if they want them to vote for them.
It'll be very interesting. We've released another episode of Squeeze Shortcuts, and this one might be the most requested yet, I reckon. It's all about Julian Assange, his early years, WikiLeaks, all the legal trouble he's been in and still is in many cases. Search for Squeeze Shortcuts in your podcast app or head to our website for that. And for those who read the Squeeze Today email, we have a little Squeeze promotion going on where if you share the email using the link at the bottom, you could win one of four $250 gift vouchers. That might get you to hit the shops.
Oh, absolutely.
That closes on the 20th of December. Have a great Thursday. We'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.